get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.
Hello and welcome to the Secret Vibe Show. Come in, come in, come in. You're listening to your host, Valerie A. Campbell. Grab a seat. Always love my Secret Vibe tribe and a special welcome to newcomers. You know, I was sitting here this morning and I was just, as usual, just giving thanks that we're here. There's many people that didn't make it. And just really just giving thanks that, you know, we still have a purpose, that it has not yet been completed. That's why we're here. And just really just giving gratitude in the morning, because I just think that that is so important to do. First thing in the morning, wake up with a mindset of gratitude. There is so much to be grateful for. And I'm grateful for having you. I'm grateful that you're in my space. I'm grateful that we can just be here together this morning and that we can share and have a conversation. Please remember that there is a feedback button. I wanted to say that up straight because it's a new feature on the app. You can press the feedback button and just leave a recording of what you liked about the show, what you didn't like about the show. I would really, really appreciate that because it's great to hear from you guys. So right up front, just thanking you in advance for that. Now, VIBE is an acronym for vision, intention, belief, and expectations. And we can all grow in these areas. So straight off the bat, I'm going to ask you, what do you want? Ask yourself, what do I want? Because that is the first place of premise that I want you to begin. With the right vibe to begin the show, it gets you focused on the good things as opposed to being in a mode of complaint. So welcome with your mindset that's focused on what do I want. So this morning I wanted to talk about women wasting their time in a dating situation and the things that you ought to look out for, the things that you ought to do and not to do just to kick your relationship off with a good start. So some of the questions that I have coming in are, what is the sign, or what are the signs that a woman is wasting her time? You know, as women, we're very intuitive and we know when something is up. Often we don't pay attention to that feeling, but we know, and oftentimes when we disregard that intuition, things go belly up. And I know, sisters, that you can appreciate that. So when you get that nagging feeling that you're always left hanging, you know, things are never quite, you know, sealed. Like, for example, I'll call you. That's an example. But call you when? That's what I mean by hanging. You're just kind of left hanging. So if you're with a guy and he's saying things like, you know, gotta go. Or, yeah, see you later. Talk to you later. Oftentimes, what he means by that is, I'll call you when it's your turn. So to be as blunt as that, but that's what it means. I'll call you when it's your turn. This type of guy usually is seeing 3 or 4 women, and he's going to call you when it's your turn. So don't listen to the, oh, I missed you so much. Yeah, it's absolute crap. What he's going to do is that he'll most probably prepare you for sex by telling you that he missed you. When a man tells you that he missed you so much, what he's telling you is that he missed having sex with you. Okay? His testosterone is bursting. I missed you so much. Nonsense. So, a man who's sincere, he won't disappear for a week. Not with a woman that he's committed to. So I want you to watch out for these signs. Now, these are tips that I learned when I read one of my favorite books by Sherry Argov. Check out her books. They're fantastic. Basic and just down to earth, just telling it as it is. Now, if a guy sees you 1 hour a week, it's casual. It's not serious. Remember I spoke before about women just falling into what I have to call the delusional relationship. They're running ahead of themselves. Look at the situation for what it is. If he sees you for 1 hour a week, it is casual. If you're not going out, I mean, obviously in these times, the world is opening up again in the Western world. If you're not going to dinner dates or movies, or, you know, you're not meeting his friends, that's an important one. If you're not sitting down and eating together and parlaying, and or even says to you things like he's not really much of a phone guy when he doesn't call. It's clear, okay? It is a casual relationship, because with a woman that he really cares about, there's going to be a consistent contact. There will be consistent contact. Because a man who loves a woman will very rarely break a date, because he's looking forward to seeing her. He enjoys being in her presence. So understand the distinction between casual and committed. There's one thing that a guy always says as well when it's casual. They love this phrase that they're really busy at work. That they're really busy at work. And I've had that contrasting experience in my life where, you know, I've remembered dating a guy, ran two restaurants, would literally go from one to the next, and yet he still made time to see me multiple times in a week. When a guy is into you, you will know. He will find time because he sees you as his priority. So when a lot of guys keep saying, oh, they're too busy working, that's an indication that clearly you're not a priority. Because work will never get in the way of someone who really wants to be with you in his personal life. If a man really wants to see a woman, let me tell you, free time will appear. Now, if a man is truly busy, he'll be actually specific about it, because he doesn't want you to think that he's playing with you, right? He'll be specific about when he'll call you back. You know, when I mentioned earlier about, you know, the see you later talk, gotta go talk, that kind of thing. When a man is serious, he is specific about when he's going to call you back. He might say to you, I am tied up right now. I am busy right now. However, I'm going to call you back at ... You see? You see the difference? He will specify a date and a time with you. But if a man says, oh, I'll get back to you, what does that mean? It's nothing. It means nothing. It's like a man inviting you out to dinner, but he never ever sets the date and the day. And some of your ladies, what you do, you step into your masculine energy at this time, and then you pick up yourselves and go and set the date and the time for the guy. That this is where you go wrong. Never feel like you have to force a relationship. Allow the man to take the lead. Yeah? So, a man who is serious about you, he'll say to you, I'm tied up right now. He's genuinely busy. He'll tell you when he's going to call you back. Okay? Because when a man just says to you, oh, I'll get back to you, quite frankly, I perceive it as a sign of disrespect. It's a flippant statement, isn't it? And the same thing, like if a man is out of town, the same rule applies. You know, I was really busy. So your phone doesn't work when you're out of town. See, you know, stop making excuses. Okay? If a man is busy and he's serious, he will pinpoint the day that he'll be accessible, or the time when he'll be inaccessible. Not for a whole week. Come on, ladies, we need to be real here. You know when you hear things like, oh, you know, the battery on the phone died, or the area, the reception wasn't good, or, you know, I left my mobile, as we say in London, or I left the cell in the car. These are the things that you need to watch out for, okay? Because simply, he is not being honest with you. He is lying. Now, if it's been a couple of years, and my man, if he hasn't even given you his door key yet, and you're in a relationship, you know, for a year, and I'm talking, listen, some people might, listen, this guy's not serious. He hasn't given you the key to his apartment yet. You haven't met anyone from his family. And he won't discuss living together or even progressing the relationship in any way, shape or form. It's simply because he doesn't want to. Okay? A lot of guys, they keep women on this circular list. It's like a reserve list. You know, sometimes I have this image of a guy, you know, like when he's bored. And WhatsApp makes it even easier for the guys, right? They can send the same message to about 10 women. A generic text. Hey, thinking about you. How are you doing? If you got a text like that, the other day I picked up a woman's phone. She showed me about this relationship. That relationship? Oh my gosh. When she showed me the series of text messages, I looked at her and I thought, Lord, this woman needs help. Some of the messages were so clearly generic that she couldn't see that and was responding to these texts. Look, a guy can feel your desperation. He sends out these messages just like men when they're fishing. You know, when they put the bait on the end of the line and they put it in the water. And it's like whoever bites, they're reeling it in. They're reeling it in. You're not a fish. A lot of guys keep women on a reserve list. And if he knows you'll always be there, he'll think, I know that one wants me. I know she wants me. So let me put her on the reserve list and let me see who else is out there. That is why you can never be too available or let a guy get too comfortable. He has no... Listen, he has to worry that you won't be there. And if a man says something like, let's just keep things the way they are, he's telling you up front that he doesn't see marriage on the horizon. And when a relationship is based on familiarity, when it's based on comfort, from the very beginning, there's going to be no effort. Why would there be? You can always tell from the little things a man does or how he acts when he's around her. Does he walk her to her car? Does he drive out of his way to see her? Does he pull up to the curb and beep? And don't drive to his place in the late evening. It's a fool's errand if you're doing that. You're not Pizza Express, pizza on the go. Will he drive out of his way for sex? Ladies, wake up and smell the roses. Another thing that guys will do, they can read you so easily. What a lot of guys will do is the, what Sherry refers to as the jewelry store drive-by. With a ring promised for the future, but that is never done. They have a saying, a promise is a comfort to a fool. Or they'll look at a bridal magazine and they say, oh, you know, you'd make such a beautiful bride. And really use that to kind of get you feeling as if, yeah, there's a future. And that you're just waiting for this promotion. Or we're just waiting for something that he dangles in the future before he can afford to go through with it. Ladies, wake up and smell the roses. Let me tell you something. A guy who really thinks that you just might be that special woman in his life, like literally the one, he's not going to speak about marriage to you. He's going to be watching you very carefully. And he'll just unveil. He'll slowly begin to open up. Do you know why? Because he is scared of losing you. He doesn't want to frighten you away. See? Different posture. Different posture. You know, the more control that you have over yourself, the more of a hold you will have on his heart. The one who is more in control holds the power. Because you're not like a runaway train. Okay? You're present in the moment. And the person who exercises the most self-control is a person who can just get up and leave at any time, right? And men know this. That's why your level of self-control raises the standard, the benchmark of how he treats you. So you have to control yourself emotionally. Some of you wear your emotions on your sleeve. So focus on the energy, on the vibe that you are projecting. Are you going to be positive? Are you going to believe what other people tell you about yourself? You have to empower yourself and be confident in who you are. Take me or leave me. And that's what makes you a magnet for men. When you can just hold yourself in your posture, knowing who you are. And that's why I always say in the Queen diagram, if you don't know what I'm referring to, go to valerieacampbell.com/queen. In fact, I'd love for you to give me some feedback on that video that you find there. Okay, send me a voicemail feedback. Feedback button is just below on this Bishani app. It will make you into a man magnet. And I'm talking about a quality man magnet. Okay? And it will repel nonsense. One of the things that men are secretly afraid of is being stuck with the wrong woman. Especially someone who makes him miserable. No one wants to be miserable. This is not even a man thing. Think about it. You want to be with someone who you feel happy when you're around them. You know, maybe you smile so much that your cheeks feel like they're going to burst. Somebody who you're comfortable with. So men have this fear of being stuck with the wrong person. Yeah, that's why they, you know, fear losing their freedom, the ball and chain. Men don't like being nagged, like, you know, like their mom used to nag them, or looking like not the woman who they were attracted to. Women, you need to keep up your standard of when you met him. Don't start looking like your grandmother, because now that you've got him, you want to start changing the way that you come across. Don't get me wrong. Men aren't afraid of wrinkles, and you grow gracefully. You get older gracefully. But what he is afraid of is you turn into someone that he doesn't even recognize. You know, you've seen those comic sketches, right? Where, you know, a guy goes to bed with a woman, and when he wakes up, on the bedside table are her fingernails, her false teeth, her false hair, her false breasts, her false... Okay, I think you get the picture, right? He wants to be with someone who he recognizes. And men are afraid of showing weaknesses. You know, if you've had a really crappy day, you may not want to talk about feelings with your partner. And I'm talking about, you know, like really masculine men. You know, I'm talking about the men, right? The men may not want to speak about their feelings to you. And oftentimes they don't even want to see you. They just want to go into their cave, don't they? And just deal with all of that emotion. Because they don't want to take it out on you, the person who they care about. As a man, you want to be strong for the woman that you care about. And that's what that's about. So, you know, men are secretly afraid of showing weaknesses. Talking about what are men secretly afraid of. Men are afraid of losing their status, of falling apart emotionally and not being able to pull himself together again. You know, when you think about it, you know, like guys, they group up together, don't they? Have a couple of beers with their homies. When they do that, the problems kind of like drift away, don't they? And so that's why you'll rarely see a guy who offers himself voluntarily to go to a shrink or a doctor. Someone handing him a tissue. Because they want to be seen as strong. Now, here's another one. What is the best way for a woman to reignite a man's interest if it might be starting to cool off? First of all, she shouldn't. If a guy isn't keeping up the routine of what he's doing, she should stop all the calls. Make him feel that you've lost interest and become scarce. Because what is scarce is perceived as having higher value. Become unavailable. If a man's not appreciating you, become unavailable and just stop doing what you're doing. Because a man needs to come to the point of, hold a minute, wait a minute. She usually calls by now. See, any time, and I'm talking about male or female here, this is just generally in life. If a man doesn't value, or she doesn't value, or is taken for granted, let me put it that way, then just stop it. Stop what you're doing. Yeah, because you're going to miss it when it's gone. So this is just based on just common sense. You know? You don't miss something until it's gone. That old saying. So just cut off the supply. You don't need to explain yourself. You don't have to give a reason. And then let him make the next move. If he cares, he will. And he'll do it with a grand gesture of some kind. Some of you old women, you're too on point. If a man calls you and he's not doing his thing. He's not keeping up the pattern. Keeping up the routine of what he's used to do to be doing, then don't return that kind of behavior with you doing the same. You know, sometimes you have to show a man, reflect at him what he is doing. Okay, so if he calls you and you find that, for example, he doesn't return your calls, show him with your actions. You know, I had one person who would actually take the call and she'd say, just like what he would say, I'm right in the middle of something, I'll call you back. And not call him back. Yeah? I'll call you back in 5 minutes. And not call him back in 5 minutes. Or you can actually call him out. Listen, I'm taking up your time here. I'm obviously taking up your time. And you're feeling like you'd rather be doing something else or somewhere else. I don't play those kind of...
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.